order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good afternoon. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Miss Rachel from Embry-Riddle. Rachel, how are you?
I am doing very well, enjoying the warm weather.
I'm enjoying it too. It gets a little warm from time to time, like a little too warm.
Yes, absolutely.
But every now and again, when that breeze hits, I start to be somewhat grateful for it.
I agree. And the evenings are beautiful.
Absolutely. You are correct in that. So I know we've got a ton to cover, but as always, I love to extend the invitation. Would you like to answer our question of the day?
Yes, let's do it.
Perfect. Okay, so our question of the day, what cookie reigns supreme to all others?
I would have to say it's a German cookie called the Pfeffernuss, and it's something that my grandma and my mom make at Christmas every year. So it has a special place in my heart to have those.
I would say that's
number one.
That's a really good, you know what? And I think about all these little standard cookies. I'm a huge oatmeal raisin fan myself.
I'm
really big about that. But for some reason lately, I've been into the peanut butter cookie.
Oh, that's a classic.
I like that. But the Pfeffernuss, I definitely like that. Definitely like that. So make sure you keep it right here. We've got a ton of information to cover with Miss Rachel when we return. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. And in case you forgot, that is the station serving you America's best. And welcome back to the studio. We have with us today Miss Rachel, who is visiting from Embry-Riddle. We've already acknowledged our question of the day, so I'm already a fan, just so you know. So we're going to talk about some things regarding education, right? I know we mentioned before during the break about evaluations.
Yes.
So can you tell me what's going on regarding evaluations?
Yeah, of course. So I'm holding a tentative evaluation day this Thursday, July 11th from 08:30 to 16:00. I set up in the NAS2 barracks, building 623. It's the military housing office. What I do is I assess your military or your prior college credits, and I can show you how they will transfer into a degree at Embry-Riddle. So make sure if you're planning on coming and dropping by, bring your transcripts. It's a completely commitment-free evaluation. You're simply just looking at your opportunities. There is no obligation to apply to our university at all. I will even give you advice on the best educational paths to tailor to your unique background and career aspirations. If we don't have a degree for you with us, I can help you explore more options in other areas or with other universities.
That is beautiful. It kind of puts me in the mindset back when I was in high school and college, and they always had like the counselors to kind of guide you along. And they would always kind of just lay it out right in front of you. And you would say, okay, well, it looks like the path is I'm going down like pre-med or whatever the case might be.
And that's one of the things that I'm trying to do is to take your maximize the education and training that you already have, so you're not left redoing things or you're in something that you really don't want to be. We can pick a few degrees, see how they your credits transfer in, and then decide based on your aspirations what your best option is.
That is phenomenal. Now I've got a little bit of a kind of a sideways question, but I only ask because we had in the studio not long ago Aaron with UMGC, and so we kind of touched on, well, what happens if, let's say, you're going to school for a certain degree or what have you, and it just doesn't quite work out. Do you also provide advising for those that are maybe looking to make a career change or a change in their educational path?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times the students that are coming into my office, they have been in aviation maintenance or logistics and supply chain for a really long time, and they're looking to completely do something different. I had one student who logistics and supply chain, and he is actually in a pilot program. So he switched completely, and we can help you do that. We can look at your different options and make sure that you're doing what's best for you based on your skills, your abilities, and even like your values and things like that that are important to you. We can look at that. I also have career assessments. So if anyone is kind of stuck and has no idea what's going on, career assessments are super helpful to kind of help you navigate that.
That sounds like my pros and cons list. And I tend to do that a lot when I'm like, okay, let's see which pathway works best for me. So let me see all the great things about it and then maybe the not so great things about it.
Yes. And honestly, it's it's such a good thing to do, because if you're kind of going between two things, it's good to lay it out, get all the information so you're not left guessing. So if you're going into, if you're thinking you want to go into aeronautics or logistics and supply chain, but logistics and supply chain takes more credits from your military training, maybe that's a sway to kind of go in that direction. So it's, again, just a super helpful tool.
I love it. I love it. Rachel, thank you so much for this information, because for those of us that are considering returning back to the classroom, and it's always great to know what those resources are before we get started into this long and somewhat arduous process of education.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we're here, to help you navigate that.
I love that. I love that. So for those of you that are within earshot, make sure that you take advantage of these opportunities. These are benefits, of course, that are extended to you. So take advantage of that. We've got a lot more coming up with Miss Rachel when we return. And that was One Republic with all the right moves. And speaking of all the right moves, we are here with Rachel from Embry-Riddle. We are talking about your education. So something of interest here. We're going to move a little bit in a bit of a different direction. Still talking about education, though, but now we're talking about some in-person classes. So can you give us some information about that?
Yes, our next term starts in August, on August 5th, and we offer, this is an in-person term. So it's one of our bigger terms, and we try to offer a few in-person classes during those terms. The two classes that we have locally are going to be Humanities 430, which is Ethics in Aviation, and the other one is Math 142, which is Trigonometry. In-person classes are a really great way to learn, as you do 75% of the coursework during your weekly meetings. So you don't have to do as much throughout the week, which is nice when you have extremely busy schedules. So if you're interested in taking classes, my contact information is sigonella@erau.edu. We can check out and see if that fits into your degree plan, or if you're just interested in taking a class for fun, just reach out.
I love that. And I know we were talking a little bit about the break, because I am such an inquisitive person. I just always have to know things. But we talked about kind of the thought process behind which classes are being offered and for what reasons. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me, what is it about this math class that is coming up that is being offered? Why this class?
So it's part of a sequence of courses that we offer. So the first sequence is Math 140, which is college algebra, and then 142, which is trigonometry. And the sequence of math is required for every single degree that we offer, unless you transfer it in from another college or from previous military training, you are going to be required to take math. And the nice thing about taking those in person and deciding to do, when we decide the schedule, it's great to have immediate access to your instructor. We think about what classes are students potentially going to need extra help in, and those are the classes that we put for in-person offering. So that's why you'll see math.
Nice, very nice. I can say from personal experience, I've done the in-person, I have done the online, and I've done a hybrid course. And that was not easy. And I can't even imagine what it would be like having to take a math course like that. So to be able to have a class that is being offered and in person is so necessary.
I know for many students, that's the key, is that maybe they want to do most online, but having a few in person, they like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for making it, for being here in the studio and providing this information to us, because I am certain that there are people that are really looking into getting back into the classroom and really going into something that they enjoy. But one thing that I took note of is that you even extended the invitation for those that may not even be looking necessarily for a degree, but just a personal enrichment course or just something to kind of just break up the monotony.
Absolutely. And I will mention that we do have some free courses that are offered. We actually have one that's called Aviation 101, and that's offered like maybe once every term. And that's a great course if you're just kind of wanting to, like you said, just enrich your knowledge and learn a new skill. You can also apply as a non-degree seeking student and just pay out of pocket for some classes if you're just looking for a little extra something to do.
I love it. I love it. And it just so happens, too, I think we are in the National Anti-Boredom Month, so you could not have come at a better time, because now we've given you even more to do. So in addition to the trips and tours and everything that's offered here on base, you can also take advantage of educational opportunities that really help to kind of just educate you and allow you to learn about the world around you.
Trust me, you won't be bored taking college classes.
Absolutely, because it's enough to keep you busy.
Absolutely.
And I know that. It's definitely enough to keep you busy. So again, Rachel, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for all of our listeners out there, now is the time to do something different. So if you've been thinking about returning to the classroom, this is your personal invitation to do so. Be sure you reach out to Embry-Riddle. They can get you set up, and that way you could take advantage of those benefits that are offered to you.